Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. Harold Mester with you tonight, Chairman Holloway in the studio, and also joining us is Supervisor Jason Haas, Eloisa Gomez, the director of the, I want to make sure I get this right, the Milwaukee County UW Cooperative Extension, along with Dennis Lukaszewski, who's the Urban Agriculture Program Coordinator. We have a full studio here. Appreciate it. We want to talk about the, there are a number of anniversaries that are being celebrated this year in reference to the extension. You have the centennial of the statewide extension program, and then the Milwaukee County's cooperative extension is celebrating its 95th anniversary this year. So we have a lot of exciting things here, and since it's springtime, this is when we want to talk about urban gardening and community gardens. And Supervisor Haas, I know you've been heavily involved in the community garden in your district at 6th and Howard. How is that going?
It's going very well, thank you. Yeah, this is located on the south side of Howard Avenue, 6th and Howard, between Howard and Norwich Avenue. And last year, it got off to a fantastic start with, we must give full credit to UW Extension for their help in overseeing it and tilling the ground level beds that we have there. It's been a huge success. We're pleased to announce that this year it's off to a roaring start already. We've had so many people signing up that there's a waiting list for the beds there. And in June, we'll be opening the farmer's market just to the south of the garden.
And you had some help from Will Allen in that, right? Well, did he make some visits there?
Growing Power is going to be one of the, I guess, the premier vendors at the farmer's market. Starting in June 24th. That's right. So Growing Power will be there with all their wonderful produce available for purchase.
And if are the rumors true that you're growing some things for Chairman Holloway at the garden?
I may grow a tomato or two for him at home.
Well, if that's the case, I can share some of my collard greens because I take and grow collard greens, mm-hmm. and I always give what they call several messes, mm-hmm. Which mean to gather a certain amount of collard greens to elderly people.
Oh, well, that's good.
I've been doing that for years.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, you know, we can grow some. We'll talk about tomatoes, some beans, whatever you like. I have in my house, we have 6 raised beds, which last year was a challenge to tend to them while I was new to the county board and with a newborn baby at home. I had almost no time to garden. This year, it should be a little bit better.
Are you saying you were a failure last year?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I'm saying the people's work came first.
You know, I want to point out something that I think is very important to underline with Chairman Holloway's statement about giving away a portion of what he produces to others.
That's right.
And I really feel that that's a really important message around community gardening, which is that we do share much of our produce with others. It can be with a family, but certainly it's even with strangers. And I just feel that that's a really important point to make, which is it is community building as we grow our own food.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the Master Gardeners have an area in the Firefly Garden in Wauwatosa that they have growing expressly for harvest for the hungry, they call it. So, and they'll take donations from any gardener that has surplus during the season. And certainly all the gardeners, we have 350 plots there, and they all know about them, and they do drop stuff off. So certainly it's a boost to the food pantry, especially in growing season.
Mm-hmm. Sir, what would you recommend that I do with my bed? Is there a certain kind of fertilizer that I need to use, or what would you suggest?
Well, you do know that nitrogen is the one fertilizer that you have to add every year. So if you maintain really good soil healthiness, and by that, we just put in essentially leaves from last year into the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We call it compost. When it degrades, that we can't tell that it was leaves from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But by adding compost every year, certainly you increase the nutrient count. And then maybe just a little bit of fertilizer on top of that would be a good thing. There's nothing wrong with malarganite on the vegetables.
Okay.
I know there was an issue back in the 90s when they had the mistake that they said don't use it on vegetables. But the EPA standard, it's well below any of the heavy metals, especially in things like cadmium and chromium. So I think mulliganite being a natural resource is a great thing to use to grow your vegetables.
Okay.
Chairman, I think you're going to have more time to do some of these things.
Well, that's where I'm trying to get all the information, you know. I would call a guy and, you know, find out what's happening because last year I dug up the ground and tilled it and what have you, and I put some fertilizer, and I had really great success. With collard greens, you can crop them. So as you crop them, the base of it get bigger and thicker, and they produce more. And so you crop them and whatever, and then you crop them, and then you're giving amounts of away to different people because there's no way me and my wife mm-hmm. can eat all that. And so I pick, you know, certain people. Last year I picked an elderly lady in the bank. And the day I gave it to her was the day that she was leaving. So
wow.
And so I, you know, I do that, and I also grow peppers. I actually don't do that well, but I grow some peppers, and yeah, I just have a lot of fun.
I'll give you one of these brochures that they brought in. Maybe that'll help with the peppers, huh?
Yeah.
But we also have the Milwaukee County Horticulture Helpline. So, and that is this. Again, this joint partnership between Milwaukee County government and the university system, which is to provide that service to the Milwaukee County residents about really, how to deal with growing your vegetables and other food, as well as issues around insects and other kinds of problems with your lawn or other trees, shrubs. I mean, those are just a lot of kind of questions that pop up, and we have a great line to help people.
What is the hotline number?
Oh, okay.
Dennis?
256-4610, I believe.
256-4610.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to play like I'm on a hotline. Dennis, is it too early to plant now? We've been getting all this weather. What would you do?
I have never, in my, 65, I have never seen a spring like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's not going to last. You know there's going to be snow coming. You know it's going to be 20-some degrees. So, mm-hmm. yeah, hold off on doing anything outside of yard cleanup. Best time to prune right now. Get out there and do your mm-hmm. pruning because this is the ideal time for pruning just about everything mm-hmm. except flowering shrubs. We don't want to cut the tips of the lilacs off or anything that's flowering in spring.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing your tree pruning for your backyard apple tree, now is the time.
Yep.
The other is soil preparation. You can get out there. I was out at the garden yesterday. I could not believe that the garden soil was getting dry. I never in my life seen a mid-March with dry soil like this.
So. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, one thing I found with this, it seems to be that the growing season is getting longer. I've noticed that in the past several years, I've had tomatoes growing well into October, even November. I was harvesting the last ones in November. And I think in years past, it was usually a little, the plants wouldn't survive that long. But now I've had pretty good harvests even till late into the autumn and early winter.
But you all remember old Milwaukee County Stadium. And then we were all, as kids, I remember we were all walking around with the snow piles saying, how are they going to have opening day the first week of April when we're knee-deep in snow yet? So if you just think back just a few years, it's amazing what an incredible spring this is. But it is not going to last.
So you think we're
going
to have some
more
snow?
I'm saying we're going to see a little more snow, and certainly we'll see temperature in the 20s.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. Because, you know, I want to get out there and start planting now, because then it means my plants will be full grown by June.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But, you know, the beauty, what I like about my work is the fact that there's no one right way that anything is ever done. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just threw the mulliganite thing at the beginning, because anybody that's an organic gardener probably was cringing and getting on the phone because mulliganite is not sanctioned for organic gardeners. In response to this, working with the university scientists up in Madison, we have a little area at the Firefly Garden called our Organic Learning Center. And we try our best to come up with the current trends of what's new and exciting in organic gardening. But for the most part, many people think they're organic and they may not be. And when you look at the organic standards, that book is an inch thick on what you're supposed to be doing and what you can't do.
Sometimes when I'm at the grocery store, I wonder, is that stuff really organic or are they just charging me more?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Supervisor?
I was going to remark on not only the extended growing season, but one thing you can do to start your season early is to start your crops inside. Certain crops you can transplant. Do not try that with carrots. I had a friend do that, and we got inch-long warped carrots. So those should not be transplanted. But look on your seed packets, look in the books, find out what you can transplant effectively. It can start those inside, say in a basement under a fluorescent light. And then after it's warmed up, probably into May, that's a very safe time to put stuff into your garden for it to grow. So that way you can get them going earlier and possibly have a harvest sooner, or you can either start more things and have them ready to go as the conditions improve throughout the year. So, or start some cooler weather crops inside, perhaps in the midsummer. Dennis, am I...
Sure. Well, cool weather crop, you're thinking cabbage and collards and the like. Mm-hmm. You can start those very early, like now, get them out very early, maybe mid-April, along with your onions and carrots that you're planting in the garden. And then usually by 4th of July or a little beyond that, those cabbages will be all done and you can put beans in that spot. And then in the fall, you're going to put lettuce in as a succession planting. So I know a lot of folks think you plant once in the spring, and then that's it, you harvest and you're done. But if you're a really good gardener, you'll start, like Jason said, start about now. You start putting in your tomatoes and peppers you want to be seeding. Maybe you want to seed some of the cool weather crops. And then certainly as they, after you harvest them, you can start something else. We have all kinds of good material on succession planting at Extension, though.
I did want to talk about the festivities or any. Do you have some events to mark the anniversaries here for these different organizations? And we're actually running out of time, so that's why I wanted to get to
just
these
so
things,
quickly.
Eloisa.
I know time goes by so.
Well, we're
quickly.
Having a good time. That's why.
Well, mostly to say that we wanted to highlight our 100-year anniversary to really use it as an opportunity to thank our partners, our county governments throughout the 72 counties, as well as to thank members of the state legislature for supporting cooperative extension over all these years. And that is an opportunity for our office to thank Chairman Holloway, our county supervisor, Jason Haas, and all of our other county supervisors, our county executive, and to say thanks so much, because we believe that the work that we're doing in Milwaukee County is making a difference in the lives of Milwaukee County residents. So there's not so much festivities as a way for us to mark this time to say thank you for so many people. And just maybe to highlight, too, we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that we've trained over the years that continue to do great work in the community. They also should be thanked for their dedication to helping Milwaukee County.
We are having one festivity at the Firefly Garden, which after 4 years, we're finally getting to the point we're calling it sort of finished, meaning that everything is operational. So we'll be having that at the end of August, essentially our Urban Ag celebration. We're also probably going to do something over at Coal Farm, which is on County Line Road. We have 28 acres over there where we're doing our microfarm training. Microfarm to us is a quarter acre, 11,000 square feet, give or take. And we certainly have some gardeners that are overly enthusiastic and like to see supplementing their income, or maybe providing for more families or donating to food banks. So we essentially have garden plot rental from, the 20 by 20 up to the quarter acre. So we'll be doing something at Coal Farm. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, we want to thank all of you for coming. We want to thank Chairman Holloway for joining us for this, Supervisor Haas, Eloisa Gomez, and Dennis Lukaszewski. And then what's your website address for people who want to access some more information?
It is www.
No, no W. Milwaukee, no w, UWX.edu.
Yes, Milwaukee.
It's really easy.
I'm sorry.
Milwaukee.uwex.edu.
Okay.
And you can find Urban Ag's got to say. We have our beekeeping course attached to that. Find Jason Haas on Facebook, find all kinds of good stuff coming out. So it's
people should come, feel free to come and visit our office too. We have a wonderful location. Thanks so much to Chairman Holloway and to the county board. And we're on the county grounds, and we're a wonderful resource to people. Come visit us there too.
And that's on Watertown Plank Road.
9501 okay. Watertown Plank Road, Building A.
Okay. Outstanding. Thanks to all four of you for being here. We appreciate it. We'll take a look at next month's show when we return, and we'll preview the upcoming election on April 3rd when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.